in order to become well-versed in the art of meditation and have the capacity to bring meditative awareness to any situation, we can benefit greatly from spending periods of time exploring the formal practice of sitting. With our back straight, sitting in a posture that is both vertically aligned and filled with relaxation, we can begin to shift our attention away from our busy thinking mind and into the experience of the richness of this moment, using the breath as our bridge. Here, meditation teacher and the author of The Kindness Handbook, Sharon Salzberg, guides us on a practice that enables us to calm the mind through focusing on the breath.
If you could just sit comfortably, it's fine to sit in a chair or however you feel most comfortable. See if your back can be erect without being strained or overarched. Close your eyes and let your attention settle on the place where you feel the breath most distinctly. It may be at the nostrils, with the in and out movement of the air. It may be at the chest or the abdomen. See if you can feel the breath lightly, like a butterfly resting on a flower. And feel just one breath. You needn't be concerned with what's already gone by. And you don't have to lean forward for even the very next breath, just this one. If you're with the breath at the nostrils, it may be tingling, vibration, warmth, coolness. If at the chest or the abdomen, it may be movement, pressure, stretching, release. You don't have to name these things, but feel them. And if you like, you can use a quiet mental notation of in and out, or rising, falling, to support your awareness of the breath. But let your attention really connect to how it feels, one breath. This is just the normal, natural breath. You don't need to try to make it better or deeper, just however it is. As you feel one breath at a time, images and sounds and emotions and sensations may arise. You can let them come, let them go, as you stay connected to the feeling of just one breath at a time. You don't have to struggle against them or resist them, and you also don't need to follow them to figure them out. We greet the breath with awareness and interest, the way we might see a friend in a crowd. We don't have to shove aside everybody else, but our energy, our enthusiasm, our sense of connection, of dedication, is going toward that friend. In just that way, we pay attention to the breath. We don't need to reject everything else, but our attention is settling, it's connecting. Just one breath. And if you find your attention is wandering, you've actually been captured by one of these other objects, You can simply notice that. You might recognize what's taken you away, planning, remembering, whatever it might be, but gently. See if you can let go and simply bring your attention back. Just one breath. If you have to let go and begin again thousands of times, it's really fine. Each time you notice your attention has wandered, you've been disconnected, you have the opportunity to not judge yourself, to not be harsh, but in effect to have some compassion for yourself, to let go and gently return. You might find yourself leaning forward, trying to anticipate the next breath. Settle back. Be at ease. You can let the breath come to you. You might find yourself too far back, not caring at all what the breath feels like. See if you can catch the very beginning of the in-breath and the end of it. The beginning of the out-breath and the end of it. If you find yourself getting sleepy, you can always open your eyes and just continue on, feeling the breath. When you feel ready, you can open your eyes and relax.